This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. I'm Sasha Pimentel, Poem a Day guest editor for the month of March. I hope you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets. Thank you.
My name is Andrea Cote Botero, and this is my poem, Dear Beth. The girls in Perth and Boy, add to the wind their small tears to loosen the torment. I remember the first shine on these grounds, the mailbox, the snow, your coupon book, English class, the smell of neglect in the hallways. So winter, the liminal sickness of sidewalks, the call at the corner of leaves above the machines, the counter, and vital signs. Call, intervene in the deep root of rage, sowing what is solid into the lawn, heightening the rose steam, and from your own kindness. But I think, dear bed, it must be true that before us was another tribe of wanderers, shippers of loss, disgust, in Perth and Boy, shaking the bedsheet, cursing the weather, their many errands, and climbing regularly the erect hill of ire, our daily goddess, the first language we learn here, our great and expected possession. I ask myself, dear bed, is this bright, hard-polished stone of rage the land that we were promised? Querida Beth, las muchachas en Perth and Boy agregan al viento sus minúsculas lágrimas para desatar la tormenta. Recuerdo la primera vez en este predio, el buzón, la nieve, tu libro de cupones, la clase de inglés, el olor a desamparo en los pasillos. Entonces, el invierno, la enfermedad liminal de las aceras, el frío en la comisura de los labios, arriba de las máquinas, del mostrador y de los signos vitales. El frío, interviniendo la raíz profunda de la rabia, sembrando lo sólido en la grama, arreciando el tallo de la rosa y de tu propia bondad. Pero pienso, querida Beth, que debe ser cierto que antes de nosotras hubo otra peregrina tribu, pastora de la pérdida. Esas muchachas en Perth and Boy, sacudiendo la sábana, desdiciendo del clima y de sus muchos oficios, y subiendo regularmente la columna erguida de la ira, nuestra diosa matutina, la primera lengua que aprendimos aquí, nuestra gran posesión inesperada. Yo me pregunto, querida Beth, ¿es esta recia, lustrosa, piedra pulida de la rabia, la tierra que nos prometieron? About this poem. My aunt Beth came to the United States in 1974, lived 40 years among the Colombian community of Perth and Boy, New Jersey, where she always had 2 or 3 minimum paying jobs. When no one to use her because of her age, she returned to her country, carrying what could fit in a single suitcase. I wrote this poem to her Beth's voice again and demand the wind to put weight on the war promise. Beth, as of language, courage, and fury, to be, then, the place of her restitution and her return. Mi tía Beth llegó a los Estados Unidos en 1974. Vivió 40 años entre la comunidad de colombianos de Perth and Boy, New Jersey, donde tuvo siempre dos o tres trabajos de paga mínima. Cuando ya nadie quiso emplearla por su edad, regresó a su país llevando lo que cabe en una sola maleta. Yo escribí este poema para escuchar la voz de Beth otra vez y reclamarle al viento que ponga peso en la palabra promesa. Beth le pide al lenguaje con valentía y furia que sea él entonces el lugar de su restitución y su regreso.
Poem a Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem a Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.